Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of Fire Emblem.
What?
Today I am alone. Alone, 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 alone. Yeah, I am alone. So, episode 2 is about the Fire Emblem community in general. And today I'm going to cover kind of a brief, or maybe not so brief, history of the Fire Emblem forums and other Fire Emblem websites that not only exist today, but that used to exist. So, it could potentially get a little bit boring, but I think some people will find the general facts interesting, and please do correct me if I mess up at any point in my facts. I have been around for a while, hopefully I don't mess up, but if I do, let me know. So, first off on the list, Fire Emblem Sprites. As you may tell from the name, which is spelled S-P-R-I-T-E-Z with a Z at the end, Fire Emblem Sprites is a spriting forum that is now inactive, but generally speaking, it focused on spriting, obviously, and it had a lot of good spriters. These spriters eventually moved on to other forums as the forum died down. In general, people I know like the Blind Archer and Exekus, who's a mapper, and other mappers and battle spriters, and all these different spriters used to kind of go on this forum. Eventually, spriters did move on to several other forums, such as the Fire Emblem New Dawn, which is a forum led by the Blind Archer himself. And it is a relatively small but nice and mostly spriting-based community with some other stuff like hacking and general Fire Emblem discussion. Community was generally pretty nice. Eventually, it moved forums, and activity kind of died down after that. But it had a generally nice reputation. Another spreading forum and website itself is Fire Emblem Planet. Now, Fire Emblem Planet, many people should probably know. It used to be one of the, if not the biggest Fire Emblem place alive. Not only did it have general game content, but it had a lot of spreading resources, including a spreadsheet maker, which should still be active. You can actually make your own spreadsheet, like a stat sheet, as in the Game of Advance games, you could move through the statistics of a character, their stats, their inventory, and their supports, weapon ranks, all that stuff. So you could essentially make your own sheet, which would be the three screenshots put horizontally together, and customize it a lot. And not, you couldn't customize everything, but you could customize a lot. And it was generally very popular, and it also kind of made the manual sprite sheet or stat sheet making obsolete, because people used to make these stat sheets manually by like putting the letters and stuff, and that would take forever. Aside from that, it also has a lot of battle animations, battle sprite sheets, portraits, as well as map sprites and many other spreading resources. So even now the website is up. You can find it at Fire Emblem Planet, or sorry, feplanet.net. The forums, I believe, have some nice RPs. I'm not sure how active it is in general, but generally a nice place. I would definitely visit it. Another Fire Emblem website is Fire Emblem World. Now, Fire Emblem World kind of disappeared a few years ago, perhaps several years ago. It's been quite a while. A lot of people used to go there. I think eventually the administrators kind of lost track of the website, and they didn't keep up with it as much. And because of that, I believe that's how it eventually came to disappear. But the members from there mostly moved to other forums. Fire Emblem Empire is another Fire Emblem site. It has a very, very nice main site. It's well-designed. I really like it. It's very professional. Content-wise, it's pretty good. It has a lot of content. I'm not sure how active it is, but you can check that out at, I believe it's fireemblemempire.com or .net, one of the two. Fire Emblem Anthology is another deceased Fire Emblem forum. There was a short while, I guess interface between forums where Fire Emblem Anthology kind of bloomed. Several hackers went there. One notably was named Icy Toast, and he posted a guide on event hacking, which eventually taught people like Nintendlord and I how to event hack, and that eventually led into what it is now, where event hacking is something that many hackers do. Another rather large and reputable Fire Emblem forum was Fire Emblem Universe. Later called Tactics Universe. So, Fire Emblem Universe was created by Arch, and it became a very large forum over time. There were a lot of members. It had a large hacking base, so there was like a lot of A lot of hackers went there, and a lot of hacking breakthroughs and stuff like that happened there. They had a large, generally large moderating team. At some point, to increase activity, I believe, they renamed to Tactics Universe to kind of expand from not only a Fire Emblem website into something like, I believe, strategy, tactics games in general, maybe RPGs in general. But eventually they decided that that didn't work, so I believe they changed back to Fire Emblem Universe, and then eventually somebody else took it over and it became a Shrine of Seals. I do believe that the site is now down. I believe that for some reason it was taken down, but at the time that it was alive, it was generally very nice. The Fire Emblem Shrine is my own website. It's been around for a long while, I believe 2006 now. The main site has a lot of hacking and miscellaneous Fire Emblem stuff. Essentially, I'm not very good at keeping up with main content, especially with Serenus Forest, which I'm going to get to next. Serenus Forest has most of the general content, like stats and chapter guides and all that stuff. It is pretty much everything. So I kind of focused on what little that Serenus Forest doesn't have, which usually includes extra content, such as there's like a Icy Tower version. There's a Fire Emblem version of Icy Tower. There's a Flash game. There's various MIDIs. There are various other features. There's this, Fire Emblem What, which is new. There's a lot of hacking resources. Just generally, I just try to cover, you know, whatever I can to kind of fill in the void for what Serenus Forest cannot. That being said, Serenus Forest takes care of most of everything. It has music, it has a spreading resource, it has pretty much all the information on Fire Emblem games that you could ever think of. It's updated constantly, and its owner, Vincent ASM, is very nice, and it also currently has the most active Fire Emblem forums, to my knowledge, at least the English Fire Emblem forums. Speaking of other languages, Fire Emblem Online is another Fire Emblem site, and to my knowledge, it is European, but because Europe also uses, or not European, I meant, I believe it's UK-based, so they also use English, so it may just feel like another English site, but I do believe that the owner is British, to say the least. I don't believe it's exceptionally active right now, but it is, generally speaking, a nice Fire Emblem site. Fire Emblem Sword of Seals, there are actually several or multiple of these, but the current one is at fesos.de, and it is a German Fire Emblem site. That's a German alternative, I suppose you could say. Fire Emblem Wars of Dragons at fireemblemwod.net is a Spanish Fire Emblem site. It does have alternatives for other languages, though I'm not sure how much of it is translated. Essentially, it has different versions for different languages, but I'm not sure how much of that content is up constantly translated. I do believe it's manually translated. I do think the creator is capable of speaking multiple languages, to my knowledge. If you're more interested, feel free to check that out. China Fire FE is a rather large Fire Emblem site. It's actually at fireemblem.net/FE. And this is obviously Chinese-based. They made a hack called China FE Will of Good and Evil a long time ago. And generally speaking, I do believe they have some nice information and stuff. Obviously, there's a language barrier there. And not only that, but there are some other places I'd like to mention. The Emblem Brigade, which is another Fire Emblem forum. It is very small, at least with the member base, but it's very friendly as well. The members tend to be active and very welcoming. And generally speaking, it's a very reputable community. I like it. I'm not an active member there myself, but it seems very nice from what I've seen. Fire Emblem Wikia is just a Fire Emblem wiki, which it's nice to know that we do have a wiki. I mean, Fire Emblem is a big series, we should have one. And another Fire Emblem forum is just Fire Emblem Cafe, and that's just a kind of relaxing, chill Fire Emblem website hosted by, I believe, Woody Yeti, BWD Yeti, and Arch. Speaking of Arch, so I'm starting this new kind of event called Hack of the Day. And essentially what Hack of the Day is I'm going to cover a hack for the day. Now, I know there's going to be sort of an issue trying to cover all these, so many